North Bay City Council supported a motion directing the City of North Bay to explore the development of a freshwater pool in a local lake, location to be determined. The resolution also states that a staff report on the proposal will be brought forward to the upcoming 2025 budget deliberations. The full motion, which can be found here, highlights the health and wellness benefits of establishing such a fresh water pool. It was moved by Councillor Justine Mala and seconded by Councillor Lana Mitchell. The staff report would recommend location, size, price and other options. Tanya Vrabosh was absent from Tuesday's meeting, as was Councillor Gary Gardiner, but the remaining council members voted unanimously in favor. Kelly Wallace acted as the spokesperson for the group interested in establishing the fresh water pool and gave a well-received presentation during the September 17 regular meeting of council, in which she outlined the benefits of adding such an amenity to the City of North Bay. The water off the cove in Trout Lake was one possible site mentioned due to its protection from the elements in the bay and existing change rooms. A construction estimate of $60,000 was suggested, and Wallace confirmed interest in getting involved upon council approval from some local service clubs. See the full presentation below. During Tuesday's meeting, Mala, also the chair of the council's Community Services Committee, said she was excited by the presentation given 2 weeks earlier. These types of pools offer numerous benefits and opportunities for recreation and well-being initiatives for the city and community groups, Mala said to her colleagues in seeking support for the motion. This type of infrastructure is expected to be cost-effective. The motion is open-ended regarding pool length and location, so staff can do their due diligence in identifying a suitable location and length if council wishes to proceed. Deputy Mayor Maggie Horsfield pledged her support for the motion and added she was thankful the budget committee would have the time needed to receive the report as 2025 deliberations get underway. We will have the opportunity to understand what the cost of this project is and receive suggestions on how it would be funded.